while ago when I was out here, when I was leaving, somebody down there said, who's he look like we see in the movies? You just take a good look at my profile. I just want to, this will be good. You think I look anything like Elvis Presley? Who said Alfred Hitchcock? Where's the smart aleck down there? You ever saw that go south of the border like that? That's what you call a rainbow profile. I got the pot hanging right on the end of it there. I got so fat I can take a shower and never get my knees wet, you know. I tell you, I get them all excited when I come around these places. The girls follow me like I'd follow a prof. Marilyn Monroe was pulling it in tights, you know. Well, I was reading the paper back there just before I come out here. You know, all kinds of things is going on in the world now. And Khrushchev over there in Russia, he's all disturbed about the agricultural crop. So last week he called in all of the head men, his county agents, what we call them over here, and he got them all in one great big group. And he was telling them about the prosperity of Russia. And he said, I want you to know that if all the potatoes in Russia was piled in one great big pile, they'd reach all the way up to heaven. One of the guys said, yeah, but Comrade Khrushchev, there ain't no heaven. He said, yeah, there ain't no potatoes either. You know, I sit out there and read the paper. That's all you can do to wait time to go on. I read a story about counterfeit money. Everybody thinks if they could make their own money, that's all they'd have to do, they'd get rich. Wouldn't do you no good. They'd catch you every time they'll catch you. They had a counterfeit ring up in Nashville, biggest in the world. And they caught them all but three. These three got away. Two of the guys was from Brooklyn, and one was from way up in the hills of Tennessee. And they was in Brooklyn, and you know them guys from Brooklyn, they talk out the side of their mouth. Those guys talk like that, you know. They say, what are we going to do? We're going to keep this racket. We're going to get put in jail. We're going to stay there for life. This old Tennessee boy, he was the engraver. He was a smart one. He made the money. He said, we're going to make one more batch of money. And he said, and we're going to sell it and divide up, and then we're going to quit. They said, good. So he made the money, and he met them back there. Had the money all made. They said, Tennessee, you got the money? He said, I got a Cadillac trunk full. They said, good. Let's get to selling it right away. They said, what'd you make, tens or twenties? He said, I didn't make either one. I made $18 bills. They said, you must be nuts. There ain't no $18 bills. They said, how could your mind get so warped that you'd make an $18 bill? It don't come in odd numbers. They're 5, 10s, 20s, on up like that. He said, don't get excited. I made them on purpose. He said, now I tell you what I'm going to do. He said, we're going to go down the hills of Tennessee where I live, Roy Acuff lives, Whipper in the mountains. Going to take these $18 bills up there. They said, oh, you're nuts. Even Castro wouldn't take an $18 bill. He said, all right, come on, I'll show you. So they went up there and they pulled in the filling station. The old boy sitting out there on nail keg chewing the banker says, y'all want to get something? He said, yeah, fill that Cadillac up with high test. And while he's filling it up, he reached in his pocket and he got him a great big wad of them $18 bills out. And he started looking at them and counting them. And he finally picked out one hand of that boy. He says, you got change for $18 bill? That old boy's face lit up like a Christmas tree. He turned it over and looked at it, popped it a couple of times. He said, heck yeah, what do you want, 3 sixes or 2 nines?